The crypto rush comes to Texas. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Kimberly Adams. Lately, we've been exploring cryptocurrency mining, the energy-intensive and potentially quite lucrative computing process that produces currencies like Bitcoin. Up until last summer, China led the world in crypto mining, thanks in part to its hydroelectric infrastructure. Then the Chinese government cracked down on crypto, and many mining companies moved to wherever they could find cheap power, like Kazakhstan, Iran, and Texas. The U.S. now leads the world in crypto mining, and Marketplace's Andy Euler recently visited the small town of Rockdale, Texas, which attracted the attention of Chinese crypto miners even before the ban. But those first attempts got off to a rocky start, and the Chinese companies weren't the only ones to set up shop in the Lone Star State. Quite a few U.S. mining companies came there for the same reason: relatively cheap electricity. Marketplace's Andy Euler reports from a Texas town that's betting the farm on crypto mining.
If there's one thing that's dictated the development of Rockdale, Texas over the years, it's energy. Heath Davidson's family is living proof. His dad went to high school here.
Once he graduated, I think he graduated in 76, he graduated, and right that summer he went directly to the coal mine.
The giant lignite mine just north of town. He started out operating a bulldozer.
Worked his way up, and he eventually was operating the drag line, and then he ended up becoming a supervisor out there, and he worked his way up to superintendent.
So it's not surprising that after Heath Davidson came back home with a degree from Texas A&M, he went to work at the Sandow power plant in town, where the coal that his dad mined generated electricity.
I was working on turbine generator, working on, the scrubber and things like that. My uncle, who is my dad's brother, was actually our control room operator.
But 5 years later, in 2018, the owners of the power plant shut it down as the Obama administration was cracking down on plants that burned dirty lignite. That eliminated almost 500 jobs, including Heath Davidson's. It was yet another blow to the economy of a town that had suffered quite a few of them. But then it seemed like a lifeline was coming to town. A Chinese Bitcoin mining company saw the potential of cheap energy in Rockdale, thanks to the state's deregulated energy market. It was setting up shop near the shuttered power plant.
They said that they were going to bring a whole bunch of jobs, and I actually interviewed with them and went through an interview process with them, and then they just weren't hiring.
Rockdale, Texas was getting its first taste of just how volatile cryptocurrencies can be. The price of Bitcoin tanked, and the Chinese company scaled back its plans. Wired Magazine got wind and called Rockdale the hard luck Texas town that bet on Bitcoin and lost. An article that caught the eye of a Bitcoin entrepreneur in New Orleans.
I read it as opportunity. I was like, hey, if there's power, there's opportunity.
Chad Harris is CEO of Windstone US, which is now part of publicly traded Riot Blockchain. He started digging around for more information about Rockdale and says he remembers getting a text message with a picture of, you guessed it, the Sandow power plant, where Heath Davidson used to work.
So I'm like, I literally see it, and I think of the rainbow, Lucky Charms, right? And it's like, holy cow, we have found it.
Now, it wasn't that Harris wanted to reopen the power plant, but he saw that it was still alongside massive electrical infrastructure, transmission lines, switching stations, and transformers. It was the perfect place for another new crypto mining plant, one that he says will ultimately eat up some 750 megawatts of power, enough electricity for more than a third of a million homes. All of that infrastructure had been built to serve what was once the largest aluminum smelting plant in the country. John King worked at the Alcoa plant before he became mayor of Rockdale.
They came in probably in 51, built power plants to supplement what was necessary to do the smelting. They had three 95 megawatt power plants out there.
And ultimately added two more, including the Sandow plant where Heath Davidson used to work. And they were all there because of that 100 million tons of lignite coal just north of town, where Heath Davidson's dad started working after high school. Daniel Cohan studies environmental engineering at Rice University in Houston.
They provided the coal that they needed for an aluminum smelter, which needs huge amounts of heat and power, and you needed power in the form of electricity for that as well. And so it made a lot of sense to use that same coal to run a power plant next door.
After Alcoa arrived, Rockdale's population doubled. The Saturday Evening Post called it the town where it rains money. The smelting plant, the coal mines, and the power plants employed as many as 2,000 people. Then, in 2008, Alcoa said it was shutting the smelter down, and those jobs were gone. Sarah Lowe at the University of Missouri says an economic shock like that can often throw local leaders in towns like Rockdale into a headspin, trying to figure out how to make up for the lost jobs and the lost tax revenue.
The people that you talk to, the mayor, the economic developer, they're trying to optimize their portfolio. And so it's this trade-off. Do we maximize growth, growing Bitcoin, or do we maximize stability?
Rockdale's answer to that question seems to be growth through Bitcoin. And that has changed the town's priorities. Ken Johnson teaches sociology at the University of New Hampshire.
It used to be that the discussion would be about, is the highway system good enough to support the trucks? Can the bridges handle the trucks coming in and out of the plant? And now much more of the discussion about is do we have good enough internet service?
In addition to the Windstone U.S. mine, that Chinese firm that gave the town false hope a few years ago is back. And Rockdale's Mayor John King says the town gets two or three inquiries a week from crypto companies. The hope is that ultimately crypto will create a few thousand jobs here. Heath Davidson already got one of them. A couple of years ago, he was at a restaurant in town that his friend owns, watching the World Series, when he met one of the guys setting up the Windstone U.S. mine in Rockdale.
He said, hey, all I could tell you is, you know, put your application in and come hit the ground running. And so I started out in inventory. Then I proceeded to go to minor installation team. Then I became a assistant supervisor. And then I ended up becoming a manager. And now I'm a director of operations. So
his dad rose through the ranks in the coal mine. Now Heath Davidson's done the same thing at a Bitcoin mine.
Marketplace's Andy Euler. And now for some related links. We'll link to Andy's piece on our website, marketplacetech.org. And we mentioned earlier how several crypto mining operations moved out of China and into Kazakhstan. We'll link to an article from the nonprofit news website, Rest of the World, on how the country initially welcomed miners after China banned them, but now restricts miners' access to electricity due to the increased power outages and blackouts there. And some crypto miners in Texas have been sensitive to the energy situation there, especially after a winter storm last year caused major power outages across the state. CNBC notes that some businesses were voluntarily suspending mining in phases during another winter storm that hit the region in early February. I'm Kimberly Adams, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.